And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Amazon number one best-selling author, Kingsley Guy, whose distinguished career in journalism has led him to his book, Piercing the Veil, A Skeptical Journalist Discovers Unseen Worlds. And Kingsley, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you were employed by the South Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper for 30 years, including 23 as editorial page editor. You've had this incredible career, including assignments in the Middle East, in India, or in Russia and China. You've conversed with so many, but why this new book? Tell me.
Yeah, I was with the Sun Sentinel, like I said, 30 years, and then wrote freelance for them for 8 more years. And this is back in the days when newspapers were still a significant mode of communication. But about 33 years ago, I discovered I suffered from alcohol addiction. And that, for many people, the way they deal with that is to go on spiritual journeys, which I did. And I was a total skeptic. I worked in the most skeptical of professions, newspaper journalism, yet it was a life or death issue. So I pursued the spiritual journey. It took me all over the world to many fascinating places, incredible states of spiritual consciousness, witnessing events that defied the known laws of physics. I really couldn't write about these or talk about these publicly when I had my name on the masthead of a major daily newspaper. But now, at this point in my life, I feel I need to just share with people what happened and maybe encourage some people who are worried about speaking of the miraculous events in their lives for fear of being ridiculed or even called crazy to come forward and start talking about it. I think the nation, and I hope anyway, is on the verge of a spiritual reawakening, and I think it's time to talk about events that have a spiritual connection.
Can you give us some experiences of the synchronicities that have happened in your spiritual path?
Yeah, synchronicities, those what you would call coincidences with meaning. When I was a young student, I was 20 years old, I went through India. And I had some amazing experiences in the holy city of Varanasi. An old woman, for instance, I'm standing outside a temple and she hands me a fistful of flower petals and directs my hand to a sacred cow. And it was just such an incredible event. I pledged to return to that very spot someday and feed flower petals to a sacred cow. Well, 20 years later, when I'm in the effort to recover from my alcohol addiction, I decided to honor that pledge and go back. And I got back to India, and I had a spiritual sense about me, but I saw all the misery and the poverty, and my spiritual sense left me. So it came to that time to feed the cow, and I did it, and I couldn't renew that spiritual feeling. And I went down to the Ganges River, and I am absolutely feeling hopeless. And I float a candle on the Ganges, about 6 or 8 feet away from me, or more than that, 6 or 8 paces away from me, there's a clutch of candles, and I put my candle in the river, and it goes out 3 feet and comes back to me. And I just had this feeling, my God, I've come halfway around the world to float a candle in the Ganges, and I can't even do that properly. At that point of despair, a 3-inch frog surfaced from the Ganges, grabbed the plate the candle was on, and swam it out to the others. It was an amazing experience.
I love that story.
I had nothing to do, a baptized Catholic. I dipped my hand in the Ganges, genuflected, walked back past the funeral pyres and on the river bank, and I knew I was on the right track, and that took me into many, many more similar experiences. Some even I still have a hard time believing, but they happen. Everything in the book happened as I say it. I write it as a journalist, not a fiction writer,
yes.
But as a journalist.
Yes, yes. What do you say to people who question the existence of spirituality and that place that you're talking about?
Well, I ask them, first of all, have you explored it? Have you made a concerted effort? Have you taken steps to do any practices, meditation, chanting? Do you have a religious, not necessarily religious, but do you have a desire, let's say, to explore these things? And if the answer is no, then well, if you don't seek, you're not going to find. So it requires at least a minimal desire to explore such things. One of the people I deal with in the book is Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, and he was coming back from the moon in the space capsule. And he entered what is East Indians call a state of samadhi, kind of similar to what the Buddhists would call nirvana. And I had entered
yes.
an experience like that as well, not obviously coming back from the moon, but in an ashram up in New York. And we had that shared experience. I got to know Edgar fairly well down here. We had some marvelous conversations. But Edgar, in his post-NASA career, spent his life exploring the scientific foundations of spiritual experiences. And I think we're in an age where our sciences are changing so much with quantum physics and Einstein's physics, our concepts of time, our concepts of space and energy and matter, that the sciences now, while they may not be proving the existence of spiritual realms, I think they certainly are consistent with some of the understandings that the people have had for thousands and thousands of years. Edgar's daughter, Kimberly, Edgar died in 2016, but his daughter actually wrote the foreword for my book.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, she said her father's desire was to establish a new paradigm that merged the understandings of we have today of science and with wisdom of the ages.
And we are out of time, Kingsley Guy. What's the best website? How can people find out more about the work you're doing?
KingsleyGuy.com. That's KingsleyGuy.com. And I'm trying to establish a community. You can order the book through that
awesome.
Or through Amazon. But
thank you so much. We got to run. Thank you so much, Kingsley. And we'll be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
The sky, you get by.